This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. All right, so let's continue this series, this conversation. If you missed it, the first part of this mystery shop, secret shop series of the research that I did, having a team mystery shop over 100 financial services type companies, credit repair, debt relief, insurance, business to consumer. The goal was to see what companies do, how they operate versus how they could operate, how they should operate, what a successful blueprint might look like, and look at it from the customer perspective, not from a company perspective. Because here's one of the problems that I see is that companies and leaders build great processes. They have meetings, they outline what they want to do. Maybe they whiteboard it, maybe they do something like that. They put it in place, they task people to build it. Maybe they even build it and put it in place and it's running. And then they just assume that it's working, and or they get pulled in a lot of different directions and they are putting out fires or trying to scale or trying to recruit or dealing with HR issues, and they don't inspect what they expect. They don't go back and go, all right, well, let me look at this. Does this actually work? Does this process actually happen like we designed it, like we wanted it to? And does it make sure there's very few holes in the bucket where leads and deals are falling through and we're converting as many as possible? So first two parts in the series. The first one was on speed to lead, about how quickly companies actually reach out to consumers, the ones that we tested. How fast do they do it and how many actually do it? It was very surprising to find out the percentage of companies that actually did it. And then, of course, there's the speed. Part two was talking about multiple attempts. If you take one shot, you better do really well. And if you don't make multiple attempts, text, phone calls, or emails, then you're really missing out. You're really leaving a lot of money on the table. And in part two of the series, I talked about that and why that's so important, why you must make multiple attempts, and then how to do it successfully and making sure you're doing your part. Now let's talk about the third part in our process, which was calling people back. So what we did was we made sure that people called us twice before we called them back. What I wanted to do was test those things. I wanted to track that data. I wanted to see what the speed was between those events, the first call, the second call, the emails. And then what I want to do is once somebody left us a second voicemail, is I wanted to then call them back. That way we could test and see how well people did when we called. Did they answer? Were they prepared? What did the process feel like? So imagine this: you call, you text, you email, maybe multiple attempts, and then you get that consumer, that individual, that human, that person that's like us, that's scared and worried, but also needs some help and has an idea of what they need. Let's say it's new insurance. And so they've gone through your process. Now they're calling you back, which is a scary feeling because if you think about it, somebody filled out a form, I'll talk for myself. I fill out a form. I want people to reach out to me. If I wanted to just call them and talk to them, I would have just called them and talked to them. But I want I want it to be on my terms when I'm ready. I want to figure out what I want to do versus just calling. Now, sometimes I will call a company instead of filling out forms and then just go to them and ask questions and talk about enrolling. Like I did that most recently when I moved insurances from where I was living to now in different states. So I had to get a new program. I just called a local office, actually called a few of them because the first ones were so bad in their response that I had to keep calling until I found an actual professional to help me that was on top of it. And so think about the process that somebody is calling you back. If you're in sales or you're a sales leader and they're calling your team back, what does that look like? Now, here's the big thing is of everything that you do, calling your leads the first time, most important. Equally important, anybody who calls you back, any inbound lead, make sure to answer the call. It's literally all that matters. And here's why, because when somebody's calling you back, their intent is high. Their interest is high. Now, of course, there's people who see the caller ID. They just call back off the caller ID. They don't know what you're calling about. They don't know who you are. And they're like, hey, I missed a number. I missed a call from this number. Like, that's part of it. But for the others, for the other sector that literally maybe listen to your voicemail and then say, I'm going to call this person back because I need fill in the blank here. That person has really high intent. They're thinking about it right then in the moment. They want help right then. They want to get this taken care of right now. And when they call in, that's the most important thing to them. And it should be the most important thing to you. So here's what's interesting is that 64% of the companies we called actually answered, which means 36% didn't even answer. And I don't mean just like it went to an IVR, which then went to a call center and a rep. I mean, it went nowhere. It either went to that individual person's voicemail, or it just went nowhere, like a general voicemail box, not even like into a call center where somebody could help. Like literally 36% of the time we call back, it went nowhere. And what I will say is for 64% of the people we called back that answered, so many of the experiences we had were pretty rough. They didn't know what it was about. They made us repeat all of our information. They basically treated us like we were a brand new lead so many times, and sometimes didn't even try to pull up our information, didn't even get any information from us, just instantly jumped into a sales pitch. So that's another topic for some rest of the videos in this series. But the big thing is 64% answered, 36% didn't. Look at your process. If you're an individual salesperson, how can you ensure that you answer the call as much as possible? Now, obviously, if you're on another line, it's sometimes tough to say, hold on a second, and then answer that other one. But if you can juggle that, always make sure you answer that inbound. Even if to tell them, hey, right now I'm on another call. Right now I'm in a meeting. I will call you back as soon as I can. Thank you for calling me back. When's a good time? At least touch base. At least help them feel like it didn't just go into a void in your voicemail box. And then they're like, screw it. I'm just going to move on to the next one, which is literally what they will do. It's what I do, right? As a consumer, I know I'm not alone. I'm very impatient. If I fill out some forms or if somebody calls me, I call them back and they don't answer. And it's something like insurance, where I can get it from a host of other people. It's really not that special. It's truly a commodity from a customer perspective. I'm just going to move on to the next one. So keep that in mind. Do whatever you can answer. If you're in a leadership role or you own a company, make sure things are in place to allow it to be answered all the time. What does that look like? Do you have the calls roll over into the call general call center, making sure someone answers it? Do you have a 24/7 answering service in place where at least it goes to somebody who can keep that person warm, ask some questions, get some information, schedule a time to call them back, make them feel like you care as a company and you care about their experience. And that will go a long way. It's so important. And of course, there's a balance between that rep owning that lead that they're working on versus you making sure as a business, you're not losing money just because you don't want to hurt their feelings. There's always a balance. If you want more information on that, let me know. I've dealt with it both ways. I've dealt with it many ways. Like how does somebody own the lead versus what's best for the company and that lead, right? And not necessarily the rep who's not doing their part. So many things to talk about. So hopefully that helps. Make sure you answer the call. Now, I haven't mentioned this in the other ones, but if you'd like to see the report on this, if you'd like to see the ebook that I put together about this, make sure to reach out to me. You can email me, jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com. Mention the Mystery Shop ebook in the email. Let me know. I'll send it to you. And then that way you've got it. You can see the details and you can see some of the suggestions in there, strategies and ways to help you build an amazing sales experience.